Happy Valentine's Day to Jason Camp. Hands, as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, so much to talk about. For instance, a winter weather advisory in effect. They're talking about 2 to 4 inches of snow in the Chippewa Valley tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have not been ready for that, I don't think, for a while now. So I thought we were just going to go right into spring.
Yep. Well, we'll show you that. Yeah. So
that's good.
Yeah, a little bit of shoveling, maybe a little snow blowing, probably the heavy wet variety, one would think. So we tasked you with something yesterday. I said, what would be the adjective you'd use for your wife? Because we've heard of Bob Goff goes with Sweet Maria every time he references his wife, or the fetching Mrs. Hewitt, Hugh Hewitt, on our sister station, WDOGO, syndicated talk show host. What adjective for your wife, Heather?
You know, there's a lot of adjectives I think that would fit with her. Certainly kind would be one that I would go with. I would stay away from things like scattered, which she can be. But, you know, I think on the positive side, I think kind, Heather, I think would be the way I would go with that. So
Yeah, that's very good. Okay. You know, it is Valentine's Day and also the beginning of Lent. But on the Valentine's front, I was reading this book, kind of getting ready for my weekend small group Sunday morning at church. Love Over Fear from Dan White. You've read the book.
I have.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was thinking with today being Valentine's Day, and I don't know that you champion yourself and say, hey, I'm the love guy, but you kind of do take credit for inventing the word Ludio, love up, down, in, out. So kind of what's behind that, and what's the desire for people to connect with that?
Well, you know, so I think the idea is that we are called to be people of love. And, you know, I think a lot of times talk about loving God, which is totally appropriate, loving others. And so the idea of loving up, down, in, and out is loving up is, you know, love for God, love for the Creator. Loving down is, I think, being aware of love for the world in which we live. And you can take that in a lot of different ways. Loving in is engaging in love for self, which I think sometimes gets neglected among Christians. You know, we're told to really be hard on ourselves, but love others. And I think it says in Mark that we are to love others as we love ourselves. And then, of course, loving out is loving others, the people that are close to us and the people further removed from us. You know, it's really about developing this 360-degree idea of love for everything and everyone we encounter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Well, I was thinking of you when I read this portion in chapter 2 last night, which is love and fear at war. But he quotes 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And here's what Dan White says. We cannot know God more without increasing our capacity for love. Love is the means and the end, the very essence, the very being of God is love itself. God, capital letters, is love. We wake up some days and feel more generous toward people, and other days we wake up like a Mack truck hit us and feel cranky. Love is not merely one of God's many moods. God is love, always love.
Man, that's beautiful. You know, I think, again, sometimes we put limitations on that, and I want to be the type of person whose understanding of God's love is always expanding. You know, and I think there's just so much there that we can't fully grasp, but asking God to continue to open that to us.
And as the title of the book suggests, maybe fear is one of those things that gets in the way, because the book is called Love Over Fear, and even 1 John 4:18 talks about perfect love casts out all fear.
Right. Yeah, and again, I think certainly I'm aware of that within myself, the tendency to be afraid, but I see a lot of that in the world in which we live right now as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to push back on that.
Yeah, and yeah, it starts with kind of that recognition in terms of our vertical relationship, right? I mean, because then verse 19, I love, I quote it every day before 6, just about 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. So there's an accepting, a receiving of the way that we've been loved in order to go ahead and love.
Right, for sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're created for.
We're going to leave 1 Peter 4 until tomorrow, because we're coming chewing on this. But I'm going to close you out here. Apparently, Billboard Magazine ranking the top 50 love songs of all time. I don't know if love has to be in the title. We already played Whitney Houston for the Star Spangled Banner from 1991. I know she's a favorite singer of yours. But greatest love of all is at 43 in the greatest love songs of all time. I mean,
interesting. You know, that's a good. I'll have to look at that list. I don't know what I would pick for the best love song of all time.
Do you know what was number one?
I don't.
Endless Love, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
That's a really good choice.
Well,
two amazing vocalists.
But here's my disappointment. Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love, 42, just ahead of Whitney Houston. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good song, too.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's
you
Day.
Talk to you later,
all right. There we go. Zach Galligan from Gremlins is the big 6-0 today. I've been pondering that one. It's coming in less than 4 months for me now. Wow. That feels older. Their journey to get here into the semifinals in the Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament. Dive getting by Fingerprints of God and I Will Be Here. No easy task. Cinderella defeating His Strength is Perfect and For the Sake of the Call. Dive nominated by Deb in Chippewa Falls. Mark nominating Cinderella as well.
So, Dive versus Cinderella. This is a semifinal in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament Song Showdown. Which one moves on to the finale tomorrow at 7:15, you can vote until 7:45 a.m. Two ways to vote, and you may vote both ways. Text us on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Get a bonus vote. Look for the post in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Not a page, mind you. It's a group. Make sure you join Stephen Curtis Chapman, his concert, 9-8.
Eight days away.
Yeah. 8 days away at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Get those tickets at PabloCenter.org or WWIB.com under the events tab. But first, vote right here, right now. Dive against Cinderella. Who wins and moves on?
All right, WWIB, the first semifinal in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament on the second to last day of this competition with a pair of tickets for next Thursday night's concert at the Pablo Center on the line. Again, between Dive and Cinderella. Dive nominated by Deb in Chippewa Falls and Mark nominating Cinderella, and the winner is Dive moves on to the title tomorrow.
Congratulations, Dive, our first finalist, and we are looking forward to 8:15 to 8:45, the second semifinal. Again, I think we set a record for voting with this one.
Yeah, that was so very active.
Thank you so much for all the participation. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
And let me just say, some people voted. We take it, even if it says, it comes in the text, and it says 7:45, we count it. So
yes,
there's some in-house conversation. But if it says 7:46 or later, I can't count it.
Yes. So
and there again, were votes coming in then.
Same on Facebook as well, too. So, and that's why the refreshing and making sure that we counted every
right.
vote. We take this very seriously.
Uh-huh.
But, you have to get it in before the clock strikes 7:46 or
right.
8:46 next hour.
All right. So I want to risky behavior this morning. A survey from Consumer Reports looked at some risky behaviors that we engage in. For instance, nearly 75% put cotton swabs inside their ears. That's a no-no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I still do that. I guess I'm part of the 3 and 4. 69% of us drive at least 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. I do try not to do that. A couple speeding tickets in my past. Just, yeah, don't.
I might go
7 or 8, though.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm aware of that 10-mile, so keeping it just under. 37% leave items on the stairs at home.
31% occasionally use the top step of a ladder.
Yeah, that's, come on now.
Risky behavior, don't do it.
13% sometimes, 43% let their kids play in a trampoline. My kids love their trampolines.
I let my kids play on the trampoline. 61% don't have a rubber mat in the tub or shower. I don't have one of those either. I guess that's risky.
I guess
I'm
so.
I'm a risk taker.
Here's another one. 21% don't change batteries in their smoke alarms yearly. I would think it would be higher than that.
I thought it was every 6 months you're supposed to do that.
I thought it would be higher than that.
Risky behaviors, a few more. 32% of us don't eat burgers, only well done. So I guess anything other than well done, they're saying is risky.
I don't like well done. It's too dry.
I'd say medium well, but apparently, again, I am a risk taker, and I did not realize that.
Wow, I even say medium. 9% of us don't read the warnings that come with our prescription.
I'm surprised they don't have a certain percent of us that don't read the terms and conditions every time they buy an Apple product.
Yeah.
70% of us never use hearing protection with a mower or leaf blower. Wow, yeah, that's me too.
And finally, half of us never unplug the toaster when not in use.
I actually do that, but it's not because I thought it was safe. It's because I figured it would save a little on my electric bill.
All right, the Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament down to three songs because Dive advanced on over Cinderella. But let me just say, we both appreciate all of our listeners, but Mark handled it so well. And he actually texted us. Mark from Eau Claire says, Dive was a fun song to lose to. Thanks for all the anticipation of who would win. So that was really
thank you, Mark.
Gracious of him. So next up, we've got Hunter has nominated Glorious Unfolding against Vicky, nominating Great Adventure. Two more great songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman.
So again, see who moves on and participate in who moves on to the finale to face off against Dive. Will it be Glorious Unfolding or The Great Adventure? Both title tracks, actually, here from some of his great albums. 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. You can vote once by text. Get a bonus vote in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And again, Valentine's Day, how about a gift for your sweetheart? Get them tickets to see Stephen Curtis Chapman coming up a week from tomorrow at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Here's song number one, Glorious Unfolding.
I know we're in the midst of voting in this semifinal, but we've got a Valentine's Day special related to the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert that we need to announce right now.
Yes, and again, all of these songs that you've been voting on, very, very good chance you're going to hear them all live in person 1 week from tomorrow. And we've been saying we're a little mystified because the ticket sales have been a little slower than we thought they would be. And we're just really thinking, hey, we don't want people to miss out on what a blessing this will be. And so here's a little extra incentive.
Yeah, I've been thinking and praying about it. And I feel like the Lord gave me this idea today and talked to Greg Stewart, our very generous music director. And he said, go for it. So from this point forward, not if you've already bought your tickets, and God bless you if you have already for the concerts.
You can buy more.
Caleb and I will be camped out the night before. We're so excited, and that's not even to buy the tickets. But anyhow, the fact is that, yeah, if you can buy more. So any tickets you buy from this point forward, let us know you bought them, and you get yourself the choice of a Jason Gray Order, Disorder, Reorder CD. It's got 18 songs on it. Or how about Mercy Me's brand new Always Only Jesus? Or we have some Maverick Way complete CD. So this is fantastic as well. It's a 3-disc set with more songs than I can count. I mean, it's like 21 songs. So,
all right. So new albums from Mav City or Mercy Me. You can get Order, Disorder, Reorder from Jason Gray. One of those three, your choice. Our gift to you if you buy tickets starting today and through through the end of this week?
I'm going to say through the end of this week. Do you want to say Friday morning, 9 o'clock?
All right. So, again, let us know when you purchase those tickets. And, again, it's an honor system. But, buy many. Buy many. Bless others with them. We know you will be blessed if you come to this concert.
Well, there you go. You could hear him singing Dive. That was one of our winners earlier. Which song moves on, though, to face Dive in our Stephen Curtis Chapman song Tournament championship tomorrow morning? Is it going to be Glorious Unfolding or Great Adventure?
This is a semifinal. I think it calls for a drum roll, and the winner is
Great Adventure. Vicky nominating that in Eau Claire, and her song makes it to the finals.
So the finale is set, and again, we're going to give a little extra time for voting tomorrow, right? So 7:15 to 8:15 tomorrow morning, will it be Dive or Great Adventure that wins the entire thing in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament?
Deb in Chippewa Falls nominating Dive, hoping to win a pair of tickets, and Vicky in Eau Claire hoping for the same with Great Adventure. By the way, you buy some Stephen Curtis Chapman concert tickets for next Thursday night's concert at the Pablo Center between now and Friday morning at 9. Let us know about it as soon as you can. Your pick of Jason Gray, Mercy Me, or Maverick music CD from us here at WWIB.
Ash Wednesday today, Valentine's Day as well. We have some factoids.
Yeah, things you may not know about Valentine's Day. This is really interesting stuff. For instance, Valentine's Day, not a Hallmark holiday, though it's often claimed to be a holiday made up by the popular greeting card company. Hallmark didn't produce its first Valentine's Day card until 1913. This is literally centuries after the first declaration of the official holiday way back in 1537.
Wow. Huh. Things you didn't know about Valentine's Day. How about the heart-shaped box? John Cadbury, you did not know that last name, coffee and tea shop owner in Birmingham, England, discovered the profitability behind chocolate manufacturing in 1822. In 1822, his son Richard packaged Cadbury chocolates, known really for their Easter cream eggs, in the world's first heart-shaped box.
Wow, the history behind Cadbury and the heart-shaped box. How about this? The lovesick cure. I found this interesting. We knew that chocolate was pretty powerful, but we had no idea how much doctors believed in it. Physicians in the 1800s used to prescribe patients a dose of chocolate to cure the pangs of lost love.
Oh, and how about this one? Your heart on your sleeve. Legend has it the saying, wear your heart on your sleeve began with a Valentine's Day tradition. In the Middle Ages, young men and women would pull out paper hearts from a bowl with a name on it and claim that person as their Valentine. The person's name they chose would be pinned to their sleeves for a week.
Wow, heart on your sleeve. There you go.
There you go. A few things you didn't know about Valentine's Day. And again, get Valentine's Day tickets for your sweetheart for that concert 1 week from tomorrow night at the Pablo Center. Stephen Curtis Chapman.